Again!
Well done, sit down!
Somebody come on!
Sit down there.
Somebody come on!
That's it now, that's enough.
Don't worry, I'm here all week. Right, I believe it's... I don't know whether it's traditional, not traditional. I haven't got the foggiest idea because I've rehearsed bugger all. But I'm supposed to be saying something now, so I suppose I better say something.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay. The groom has spoken.
The groom. The groom.
Or should I say the husband has spoken. I haven't got the foggiest idea what I've say. This is not going to be funny. I haven't rehearsed anything, the jokes or anything else. I'm just going to say it from the heart and the way it comes out. I believe it's, again, traditional that I'm supposed to say a few words about Darren.
Shit.
A few words. I suppose you'd say, have you got your drinks ready? Because we could be here all night if I start. We'll go back to when Darren was born.
Oh, God.
Was you there?
No, I wasn't actually there, sis.
Yeah,
but, I'm going to tell you a little story. I'll try and keep it as short as I can, because it is, to myself, it's very personal and quite touching. Huh? And my relationship with Darren, in as much as that when I was 13 years old, I ran away from home, basically, and ended up, delightfully so, and to my luck, in my sister's care and her previous husband, Johnny Hartman. And I know I'm supposed to be talking about Darren, but I will get on to that. So my sister sort of looked after me from the ages of probably 13 right through till about 18. And her husband, Darren's dad, really became my dad too over that period of time. While I'm saying that, I'd like to say, Darren, Buffy, you didn't meet Johnny Hartland. But Darren, from my heart, I'm sure he's looking down on proceedings today. Yeah. And he's the happiest man in the world to see that you're really happy with Buffy and that life's gone your way. So there you go, John. Moving on. What happened prior to that period was Darren was obviously born. And but I happened to be living with Cadel and John at the time when Darren was literally born and was a baby. And I shouldn't really say this about my sister, but she was a lazy bugger. Because and Mr. Hartland, although I have to say Mr. Hartland did have to get up at 4 o'clock and drive a lorry, and Carol was just a lazy bugger. But no, because and the reason I'm saying that is because many, many, many nights I used to hear this young baby crying, and I used to get out of my bed, go into the room, pick that young little child up, I think I'm only 13, 14, and take that young child, Darren, I mean this in the nicest way, to bed with me.
Whether we wanted to or not.
So I can actually say, me and Darren have slept together many times. At that stage, Darren's sight obviously was getting worse. He was born that he could see, obviously, but it over the years it disappeared. But I remember many times when me and Darren used to go and play football at the park. And the reason I'm telling you this is just to give you a picture of Darren that a lot of you probably don't realise. That Darren did have sight, and we used to go up the park and have fun. We used to ride bikes together and do all those sort of things. And that, I'm sure, Darren will remember those days. And for me, looking at Darren now, that was, I was very, very lucky to experience those few years with him when he did have sight and we could do those things together. I know, sort of, Darren looks to me a bit like his father these days, in one respect, the guiding hand. But in those days, we were more like mates, and we still are mates, but it was more like two brothers in them days, and we used to do all these lovely things, except for when I used to take Darren training. Darren, again, a lot of you don't know that when Darren was in his youth, he was actually a real fit athlete. Now, looking at him now, no. He's a cake elite now. he was quite a fit. Well, I've got him fit, but I do remember many times, and Dada will recall this, when because he'd got to a real good stage where he almost got in the England side, or probably would have, in his athletics. And I used to run him around the park, and he was just getting to a point where his vision was really bad, so he couldn't run by himself. And I was extremely fit in, and not the person you see today. I was a very fit person in them days. And we used to run around the park, and I'd finish thinking, oh, that was a good run. Darren, get up. And he was on the floor many a time. It's just painting a bit of a picture of, you know, Darren's youth, really. Obviously, we got to a stage where Darren sort of disappeared out of our life. For a number of years, he's a bit of a womaniser.
Not now.
Sorry, I'll rephrase that. Darren, was a womaniser in his day, and disappeared out of our life for quite a few years, which was a loss to both sides, our family and Darren. But I know in his previous relationship before Buffy, he was very happy. And I know he's even more delightfully happy today, obviously becoming the husband of this beautiful bride over there. Aww. I'm going to say much more. I'm not up here to try and make you laugh or anything else. I was just sort of telling you a bit of a picture of Darren's life. We're very, very lucky to have him back in our life.
You might be.
Okay, I'm very lucky to have him in life. It's caused Ellen so much work. But we are so delighted that he's come back up to the Midlands into our lives. And obviously, again, from a point of view that we now have a new member of our family, Buffy. Oh, sorry, Dave. there is a slight story behind that, which is actually quite funny. Helen was training the other night. Helen goes training. She was on the stride running, and she happened to be talking about Darren and Buffy's wedding. And she says, "And it's Darren and Buffy. He's going to get married." And the trainer went, "Sorry, Darren and who?" He said, "Buffy. Yes, her name's Buffy Sue." And the trainer went, "Oh, I can't do with that. Call her Dave."
So we do.
He said, "I can't do with these posh bloody American Buffy Sues. We'll call her Dave." So I'd like you all to get together now and raise your glasses for Darren and Dave.
Darren and Dave.
Darren and Dave. Sorry, Buffy, I just had to do it.
Before
you sit down, again, there's somebody else that's done a great job today, and I believe it is traditional, and I'm certainly not going to buck tradition.
No.
Not you, Darren, sit down. And I'd also like to toast Wendy, the bridesmaid, for doing such a great job. Well done, Wendy.
Well done, Wendy. Yay.
And you thought I was going to sit down, but I'm not. And I'm sure the Buffy and Darren would be very upset with me. And if I'm pinching your speech, Buffy or Darren, I'd look on first. There is somebody in this room that's been extremely special, and is extremely special in my life, amazingly special in my life. But I think the bride and groom would agree with me that none of this would have happened without that particular person. She's put an amazing amount of time, an amazing amount of effort that you just don't realise. The painted nails, the hairdos, the dresses, the alterations, I could go on forever. That this lady's had to put up with in the nicest possible way. And again, none of this would have happened. Buffy wouldn't have looked so beautiful as she does. Darren wouldn't look as fat. I mean, as because obviously I'm indeed providing with quite a few cakes just to keep him quiet. But that person obviously is my beautiful wife, so I'd like to toast Helen for all your efforts. And my last toast of the day, because I am keeping this one quite short. If you know me, this is very short for me. I am keeping this one very short today. Again, I'd like to toast the bride and groom, but I'd like to pass you over to Darren. Oh, am I passing over to Darren or Buffy?
No, Dave.
Oh, right. Sorry. I would like to pass you over to this beautiful looking Dave, she would like to say. So, Dave, please take the floor. I do apologise. Sorry, Buffet. There is something else that's very special, and it would be a mess of me. Callie, it was very nice that you had a birth and brought Darren into the world. So thank you for that. But joking apart, I'm going to take this opportunity, and I don't care whether you like it or you don't, because I'm going to take the opportunity. It's Carol's birthday on Monday, and being that she was the mother of the groom, I'd like us to sing Happy Birthday to Carol. Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carol. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Dave, take the floor.
I'm not going to be as funny as Richard or as Jessica.
Richard.
No, I'm not like that. But first of all, before I even get started, I want to thank my family. We're doing a video. And they couldn't be here today. But they tried, and they tried their very best to make me the best person that they could. I didn't always be the best, you know, I wasn't always the best person. But I'm really, really proud of the person that I've become today. And they've tried their best to support us, and I really have to say thank you. And I love you, Mom and Dad, and I miss you. My granddaughter Mackenzie is 6, and she said, "Mommy, Mammal Buff looks like a princess." But, gosh, I don't know where to start really. There's so much, but I have a few little things, and I want a couple of people to come up. I'll call them one at a time. But several people have been just absolutely amazing. The beautiful cake that is here today. It's from none other than Beck, and I just have to say that you always said, whatever you need, just let me know. And the wonderful champagne glasses that Darren and I have, she picked them out. She said they're absolutely gorgeous. So if you could come up for just a second, please.
I'm going to kiss you afterwards.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
for everything, Beck. And I wasn't sure that I was going to do this, but and they're probably going to go, "Oh no, I'm not responsible." But just a little over a year ago, there was a radio station. And it was Top Tunes FM, and I'm telling you, if it hadn't have been for Dean and Beck, who accepted me on that station, I never would have met Dan, and I never would have been standing here, the happiest woman alive. Mm-hmm. So,
it's
thank
not
you.
My fault.
It is. It is your fault. So thank you very much. But you know, I want to thank everybody who has supported us the whole way. It's not always been easy, but all of you have been amazing, and. Richard and Liz for BC. Without BC, no way in the world would I be standing here. Even before BC, Liz mentored me, and she saw what a mess I was at first. So thank you both. And it's nearly a year since we completed it, and I can't tell you how happy I am. And it just to be the person that I am now compared to the person that I was, it's absolutely amazing. And life just gets better and better every day. And thank you to Carol for accepting me as a daughter-in-law. I really appreciate it. I'll be honest, when I first met you, I thought, oh my God, I don't think she likes me.
We've all been there, girlfriend.
That's not the first time I've heard that one.
And also to Stan for helping me down the aisle, thank you very much. My dad obviously couldn't be here, so, you know, I didn't really want anybody to give me away per se, because I thought that, you know, he asked me, please don't do that. So thank you to Stan for walking me down the aisle. Mm-hmm. And thank you to just, you know, so many people. Everybody has, a lot of you have sent messages to us, and several of them I've never even met today. There's family that I haven't even met. So, and it means so much to me that you guys have all came out to support us. It is just phenomenal. And Miss Laura, I haven't known you very, very long at all, but I love you dearly. And thanks for doing the reading today. And if you could come here, please.
Get over there.
I love you too.
Very much. I'm always going to pay back.
And one more person who has been my right hand person through this whole thing. We've had many ups and downs, and we're like, oh, if one more thing goes wrong. I mean, we had dress fiascos, we had so many things. You know what? Wendy and I and Helen were like, oh, this dress stuff is really just getting on my nerves. But thank you to Wendy for standing up with me. She hasn't known me very long at all, but we've really, really gotten very close. And I think you guys are just amazing. But Helen has been the person through every single thing. We've traded messages back and forth. We've just gone here and gone there and did this and did that. But she's just been absolutely amazing. She's been my right-hand person through this whole thing, and I love you dearly. Gonna think about it, but I want to thank the staff here.
Yeah,
absolutely amazing. Yeah. This place is amazing, and thank you guys so much. And just, you know, I that's my word for the day. I feel absolutely amazing, and it's all because of every single one of you. So thank you all.
Well done, Buffy. Thanks.
Well done, Darren. You get a little speech. You've got a lot of time.
You ain't got a lot of time.
I've been panicking for a week. 2 weeks. And I've been counting down for months now.
We know.
Bored everybody on Twitter and Facebook bonkers. Well, I'm counting up now. Tomorrow you'll see a Facebook post saying, I've been married 24 hours.
I think I'll block you. Well,
the first thing I want to say is take the notice to Jeff. He lives in a parallel universe, and everything he said, he thinks is true. He honestly believes everything he says, but he's still except for the good bits, the bits about me being really fit are fine, but the bits about me being lazy and fat are, you know. But Jeff, you're amazing. You've been like a brother to me, and thank you so much for agreeing to be my best man and not making me look stupid. So, if you would like to have this.
Thank you, darling, my boy.
You're welcome. There's too many people to thank, and Jeff and Dave have thanked everybody for me almost. I want to thank, because it's going to be on the video, I want to thank Buffy's family for, you know, welcoming me. They didn't know who I was when I first met Buffy. You know, I could have been some mad axe man coming over from the UK. It's a long way to go just to stick an axe in someone. But they accepted me, and you know, it's really great to be part of another family. So thanks, guys. I don't know where the bloody video goes. I want to thank Stan for putting up with my mom. you're a brave man. sorry, no, that's not what I meant to say. For helping Buffy down the aisle. It was either going to be that or a guide dog. So I'd like you to have this as a mark of appreciation. Before I give the last little thing out, because I haven't decided who it's going to yet, I want to give a kind of thanks to Dean and Bex. When I first started on their radio station, Top Tunes, I went on as a presenter, and then I became part owner of the station. My first brief and job from Dean was, look, we've got some American presenters, and they've been used to just playing music. You'll see where this is going in a sec. In fact, she's already given you a clue. Dean said, I want you to try and get them to talk a little bit more. Well, thanks, buddy. I can't shut the...
What a mentor you do.
I really did my job well. But no, but Buffy is absolutely right. If it wasn't for Top Tunes FM, I could have been happy. No, if it wasn't for Top Tunes FM...
You're going home. You're going to the hotel by yourself.
Before I talk about my gorgeous wife, I can actually say that now. The countdown's gone. I would like to thank my mum, who's had to put up with a hell of a lot, what with Jeff. it can't be easy dealing with somebody with any kind of disability, let alone one that was a little bit fluctuating like mine. You know, I had a fair bit of sight until I was 12 or 13, and then it started going gradually. Endless trips to hospitals and stuff like that, and my mum was always there. And she hasn't always agreed with everything I've done, some of the decisions I've made, but she's always been there to support me if it all went tits up, which it quite often did. I just want to say thank you, Mum, and you're absolutely amazing. And please have this, because... I'll chuck it away otherwise.
And you can't take it back.
And now I've got to say something about Buffy. I don't know what to say, really. It just seems bizarre that I only started talking to her because we were both part of an internet radio station, and I happened to, you know, just say to the other managers, you know, let me have a hand in this and get her to talk some more. here we are 17 months later, standing with you guys. It's amazing to think that so many people have wished us well. It's flabbergasting, really. It's something that, you know, you never take for granted, the support of your family and friends.
You normally do.
But Buffy, for anybody that knows her as she is now, She's one of the kindest people that you could ever meet. She'll do anything for anybody. She takes time out of her own time to help people. She is funny. Well, she's funnier than me anyway. And what is it? What else is it you wanted me to say?
You're going to learn to cook, that's what I'm telling you.
Are you sure you're that brave?
I don't have to eat it, I can cook my own.
domestic.
I just want to say that I was in a quite a dark place for a very long time, and I thought I'd come out of it, but obviously I hadn't, and you helped me through a really dark place, and you've shown me a kind of happiness that I never thought I'd find again. So I just want to thank you for being so kind and being so funny and so gorgeous, and hello, Mrs. Hartland. So, just one more toast, if we may. I've got to say, to Davy Sue.
Davy Sue.
Davy Sue.
You didn't have to do that, really. Darren.
Yeah.
Really?
Whatever.
Once we've had a bit of a chill out, we've got to do a couple of things. We've got to give out the cake, which I know some people are looking forward to. We've got to have. We've got to have a first dance.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's okay.
Right.
I got it covered.
Okay.
It's okay. I told you I can't shut her up. Thanks, Dean.
No, I'm just making sure it's done correctly.
But sorry.
I'm just making sure it's done correctly. That's all.
But immediately after this, we will. We were going to do it before. But we thought, wait till the wedding's done and we've all had our meals and everything. The VIP people in the room, only the girls, I'm afraid, can come over and have a look at Buffy's dress and see how her hair's done. So you almost get an audio description kind of thing. So we'll sort that out, in a little bit.
Let Buffy speak for herself. She might want the men as well.
Yeah, probably wants the men more.
No. that's all I've got to say. So thanks, guys. I hope you enjoy the rest of your night. It's just there's no disco or anything like that. I couldn't bear to be.
No, because he would want to do his own.
I'd want to do me own disco. We're just going to put some music on in the background. If you feel like having a dance, have a dance, because it's kind of nice summery tune. But yeah, have a drink, get pissed if you want, and enjoy the rest of your night. Thanks, guys.
I'd just like to finish off by saying congratulations to both of them. Fantastic speeches, both of you. Better than mine, I feel pissed off now. we know Ellen, but I tell you what, guys, the atmosphere, the whole thing, the cage and stuff and everything, but more importantly, if you hadn't have turned up, this wouldn't be a joyful,
yeah,
happy wedding.
Right.
Yeah.
So toast to you guys.
Yeah.
He's on to it.
Well done, Darren. Well done, Buffy.
A couple of minutes. Give him a few minutes and then we want to move that table back and you can do your first dance in front of this lot here.
Okay.
Alright.
Can do, yeah?
We're just going to move the table back, Buffy. Move the one table back and then you can do your first cards here.
Yep.
Messenger.